Hello, this is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, this is Pauline in accounting. I'm new here. I don't think we've met before.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so. Hi, it's really nice to meet you or phone meet you.
Yeah, well, same. So I just wanted to say the reason I'm calling is because I heard the company is doing some sort of like Halloween party this Friday with a potluck and costumes.
Oh, yeah, we do that every year. It's really fun.
Oh, yeah. I was talking with some people and they said you won last year.
Yeah, I was Marty McFly on a hoverboard, so I took the grand prize.
Oh, yeah. I saw a picture. I wasn't impressed.
Oh, thank you.
No, I said I was not impressed.
Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah, the wig was bad. And, huh? I mean, the vest wasn't even the right color. And the hoverboard... It looked like it was made out of cardboard.
Well, it was, but I put like 5 layers of paint on it.
Yeah, to me, your Marty McFly looked more like a roughed up Melissa McCarthy. Just my take.
I mean, I'm really sorry. Did I miss something? Because I thought we just met. Do we have some kind of a problem?
Well, that depends. The last 2 companies I worked for, I won first prize costume every year.
Wow, you really seem to think you're a big deal, huh?
Just clever. Last year I went as identity theft. Taped a bunch of different names all over my body.
Well, I guess good for you.
Good is an understatement. It was great for me and my trophy case.
And
back when I was pregnant, I painted my belly to look like the Star Wars Death Star. Huge hit. Never even seen the movie.
Okay.
Then the next year, I dressed up like I was in the 1950s, put a bullet hole in my shirt, and dressed up my baby in a Batman costume and then like let him crawl all over me. Blood everywhere.
What?
You remember when the Joker shot Batman's parents and then Batman witnessed it?
What is wrong with you? That is really messed up.
Oh, look who's talking, Mrs. Marty McFailure. Yeah, trust me, it was a huge hit.
So you just called me to rub in my face that you're going to beat me at the office Halloween party.
No, honey. I called to warn you, okay? I think it's probably a good idea if actually you just drop out completely. You know, save yourself
what?
From the embarrassment.
Okay, that is not going to happen. Like, Halloween is my thing. I am not going to give it up for Ms. I'm new to accounting.
You know the good news about my department and yours? We have the same office fridge. So I'd be a little careful with your lunch today.
What?
Wouldn't want you to get sick eating that salad. Oh, that would be terrible right before the big contest.
Whoa. So you are threatening to poison me over a workplace costume contest. Is that what just happened?
I just said, be careful. I care about my new coworkers.
This is bullshit. You don't call someone up out of the blue and say that.
Oh, would you rather me just say, enjoy second place? Would that have been better?
Oh, yeah. All right. Come at me. Bring your best because this is on.
Oh,
no. Like, I'm going to paint my big belly at the Death Star and win or have my baby roll around in blood. It's such a winning idea. What the f*** is wrong with you? You are sick.
This is exactly how your friend Tango said you'd react if I kept pushing you.
Don't even try to bring my friend Tango into this. This is between you and me.
Okay. I'm just saying I don't work with you. This is Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're just doing a phone tap on you.
I can't believe this. Like, I just went off on you like that. I'm so sorry.
You are competitive.
I mean, I thought it was real. I thought you were coming at me. My gosh, you're so convincing.
You're totally going to steal one of my costume ideas, aren't you? Come on, the Batman one's pretty good with the dead parrot and the baby and the blood.
I mean, it's so twisted, but I probably would vote for that. It's so messed up, but it's so, like, so on it at the same time.